At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning! Good afternoon, Richmond! It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, back in our home studios here in Richmond, Virginia. Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. You got the Junks 6 to 10 a.m. Yesterday, they sat down with head coach Dan Quinn. We'll bring you the best of that conversation on the show today. Michael Phillips, 10 to noon, then he stops by for a little crosstalk daily. I'm AWOD, 12 to 3. Grant Paulson, Danny Rouye, Grant and Danny drive you home here on The Fan, Richmond's home for the Commanders. And I know the Commanders finished another hard, grueling practice at training camp in Ashburn today, and we'll bring you closer to the action by grabbing a few reporters who were on the scene. That's Ben Standig and Logan Paulson. Who were today's standouts? Was this another day in which the defense won? Does that matter? You know, because every day the offense is trying new things, the defense is trying new things. I'm very confident the offense will be fine when we get to September, but we're all hoping Terry McLaurin's back on the practice field way before then. Football is in the air, and tonight football will be on TV. The Hall of Fame game is tonight. Yes, it's the official start to the 2025-2026 NFL season. The Chargers against the Lions from Canton, Ohio, Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Tonight on NBC at 8 p.m., football begins as it's the last day of July, and then it really is a sprint to the start of the regular season for all football. High school football's right around the corner. Gary and Gary will bring you the 8:04 broadcast game of the week. College football inching closer to week zero when that begins in August, and then the NFL with that start on September 4th. But I wanted to start the show today with some observations from Commanders training camp, as this is our first day back in studio with the 12 noon start time as the Squirrels played yesterday. So, Stubb, good to see you again, as I was out at training camp Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and I'll tell you, do you know what side of the ball impressed me most?
Defense.
The defense. The defense was so much improved. I'm sure you've heard the reports. The defense is winning. The defense is winning. Now, Dan Quinn told EB, hey, if you're rooting for the Commanders, when the defense wins, the team wins. When the offense wins, the team wins. So it doesn't really matter. But all the reports right now are the defense is winning. Monday, I saw the defense won on Tuesday. We'll see what the reporters say about today, but I don't care who wins each day. As Dan Quinn mentioned, it's all about getting better every single day, improving. And I'm not calling the reporters, Linnell Willingham, John Keim, JP Finley, all of our friends on the sidelines, lying at all, but all these tweets that have come out with their reports, what they're seeing, we all, and I was doing it too, we all don't know what Dan is installing every day. And so it might look like the defense was winning, but certain things might be harder for the offense to grasp than the defense. And as Ethan Cadeau and others told us, every training camp around the league, the defense gets going first, then the offense, once the timing and the rhythm gets down, can certainly get up to speed. But I don't care who wins or who lost each day. This is a team. The goal is for the team to get better. And last year, the defense was the weakest link. The defense was the weak link. I do not believe the offense will be the weak link this year. I do not believe the offense stub will be the weak link any year that Jaden Daniels, JD5, is this team's starting quarterback. But I do think the talent level on defense is much, much improved. And it fits more of what Dan Quinn is envisioning could become a top-tier defense. So let's start on the line. Von Miller's the killer, right? The hired hitman who comes in on third down to get the defense off the field. And everybody sees how impressive he is. He looks like he's 31. He looks like he's still in the prime of his career. But before Von Miller was signed, Jacob Martin was signed to be the team's best edge rusher. He looks big, strong, like a guy that's going to be able to rush the passer well on first and second down. Javon Kinlaw, you see why he was brought in. He is a massive human being that will be able to stop the run. Dietrich Wise has made his mark. Johnny Newton, Deron Payne. The line is much better in my mind this year than they were last year. Go to the linebackers, right? You have the addition of Kane Medrano, and he's the rookie out of UCLA that I'm not sure how to even describe him because he is a taller, faster linebacker. I think he's faster than Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu. But is he going to be able to understand the concepts of what and what they're asking for him? I'm assuming probably special teams this season. But in terms of the linebackers, the chemistry should be improved, a better understanding of their role and what Joe Witt Jr. is asking of them. I think Frankie Louvu will play every snap this year. Bobby Wagner will play close to every snap. I think the question is, where do they line up? We saw at times one linebacker with an extra safety playing up towards the box. We saw two linebackers, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, but I also saw a lot of Frankie Louvu blitzing from the linebacker position or from the edge rusher position. You're going to see Frankie Louvu blitzing, getting after the quarterback a lot this season, and I think that's because you'll see more of a safety behind him, a third safety in the box to help out against the run or play-action passes. Then we get to the secondary. The all-important secondary that let this team down last year time after time. And last year at this time, Thursday, July 31st, 2024, all right, set the clocks back, Stubb, 1 year ago, 365 days. Quarterbacks 1, 2, 3, and 4, can you name them? Benjamin St. Juice. Yuck. Benjamin St. Juice. Yeah. Remember Emmanuel Forbes? Remember that skinny punk?
That I do.
Michael Davis? I was the loser that went to training camp, and last year I was impressed by Michael Davis. He was cornerback 3, and 4 was the unknown Noah I. And what happened at the end of the season when we look back on it? Noah I was the best by far in that group. St. Juice gone. Forbes got traded. Michael Davis not here anymore. But Noah's back again as cornerback number 4. And that's because Marshawn Lattimore's come in. Mikey Sainer still has proven himself. And Trey Amos seems to be the real deal. So you have Noah I, and I really think he's going to be an impactful player this year on the defensive side of the ball. You can see this. He likes to hit. He's made good plays on the ball in the air. And I think he's done a better job of being less handsy in terms of pass interference penalties. So I think he's still going to find a way to get on the field. But you see, the three guys ahead of him are all so much better. And then behind him, you have the addition of Jonathan Jones, Kevon Seymour. I liked what I saw from Carlin Vigors. Tyler Owens is out there competing all over the secondary. The guys get it. And then there's Jeremy Reeves, who's going to be not just a special teams piece this year. Jeremy Reeves is going to be on the field on the defensive side of the ball because Dan Quinn has talked about how much of a leader he is in the locker room, and he really does bring some intensity and a good understanding of this defense. Here's Jeremy Reeves talking about the defense with me at training camp.
Yeah, man, we got dudes that really understand and trust what they're getting asked to do. And so now we just got dudes hunting, man. Like, everybody's kind of seeing it the same way, which is exciting.
you know, so I'm just excited to see all of us go hunt, man, the young guys included.
How would maybe another year in Dan Quinn and Joe Witts Jr.'s schemes help this defense improve, understanding where you're supposed to be and everything? How would you explain that?
I think once you have a better understanding of, like, where you need to be, right, like, now you can play the game within the game. Now it's about, okay, how can I fall show here? Or how can I show this disguise to set me up or somebody else up to make plays? That's the game within the game, right? That's how you create turnovers. And so I think we have a lot of guys now in the second year of a system that are comfortable in it, and now they're just flying around and doing that. So, like, the turnovers and things that you see, right, that's a recipe from that.
I love that answer from Jeremy Reeves because, you know, if you ask me how good can this defense be, right, it's another year where they understand where they need to be so they can just react. Well, how good can this defense be? I think that will be defined by how many turnovers they create, how many interceptions they get, how many times they force a fumble. But I am confident enough to say this defense will get off the field more on third and fourth downs. And I think we're going to be watching the corners of the future in Washington this season. I'm super excited for Trey Amos and Mikey Sainristil. That pairing, the sky is the limit. And the offense, well, the offense still has Jaden Daniels. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, we'll continue to give you our training camp observations as the Commanders work their way towards the first joint practice of the season against the New England Patriots. They were out in Ashburn on the field today, the practice field, under that hot sun. Moved it up early once again from 10 a.m. to 8 a.m. to avoid, you know, how damn hot it's going to be as we continue throughout this day. But we'll bring you closer to the action with a couple of reporters who are on scene, and Ben Standig, who has his own Substack now, Ben Standig. So we'll bring him on at 12:30, and Logan Paulson as well at 2:30. We'll go around the NFL with NFL hits. Our first Cowan Gates Hokies update of the season. I spoke with quarterback Kyron Drones from ACC Kickoff, Kelvin Gilliam, and the head coach Brent Pry. Will bring on Bill Roth, the voice of the Hokies, for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. And you know, I've waited long enough, Stub. It's time to do our Happy Gilmore 2 spoiler-free review on Netflix today. Let's do that at 2:15, Happy Gilmore 2. And you know what? I even rewatched Happy Gilmore 1 so I could have a better understanding of why they did certain things in Happy Gilmore 2. That's at 2:15 today on AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll crosstalk with Michael Phillips after this quick commercial break.
AWOD Radio on 9.
Hey guys, it's AWOD. For my friends at Luster by Adolph. Luster is a locally owned full-service jewelry store featuring on-site jewelry repairs, a local watchmaker, appraisals on-site, and they buy gold. Visit them today off of Parham Road in the Ridge Shopping Center. Online, HaveLuster.com, on Instagram, at HaveLuster. Head there today. Tell them sports radio host AWOD sent you, because life's special moments deserve Luster.
Hello, Hokies.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. And Michael Phillips and I were live from training camp in Ashburn, Virginia earlier this week. And we bring in Michael Phillips right now for a segment we call Crosstalk.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
So, Michael, we were all kind of having fun with the idea of Dan Quinn calling me by name at the press conference. I don't feel
Welcome,
special
Adam.
Anymore after he went on the Junkies and referred to all four of them by name. Yeah, EB, that's a great question. You know, Cakes, thanks for asking that. Yeah, Lurch, I understand why you want to know that. I mean, he is such a great coach in terms of media relations. Compared to Ron Rivera, it's night and day.
That was a phone call too, right? I don't think I could identify all four Junkies like that in a phone call format. I've been on the Junkies before.
Maybe they were watching it on TV while he was doing the phone interview.
Okay.
But it almost seemed like somebody was standing behind him with a card and was like, that guy's Cakes. That guy's EB. Because he was just, every single answer, he basically thanked the guy by name for the question.
Maybe he's a P1. Maybe he's listening every day on his way into work. Yeah, he's an early morning call. Maybe he's up at 6 with the Junks every day.
I hope he's on the Odyssey app right now listening to Richmond Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Michael, but I asked Dan about the wide receiver room. I want to ask you now because we got to see it firsthand. And I asked about, with Terry being in the building, right? Not on the practice field, but in the building, is this a championship-caliber wide receiver room?
With Terry playing this year, yes, it absolutely is. You've got Terry, who's a de facto number one in the NFL. He is. He's not a top five. We talk about that all the time. But he is a top 32, and I think he's a top 20 and maybe a top 15 receiver in the NFL. So you've got your bona fide number one. As a number two, I don't think he can do much better than Debo. Versatile guy, great, you know, great ability to run the ball, get the ball in space, make things happen. I think that's as good a number two as you can hope for in the NFL right now. At number three, right now we start to ask the question, like, who's it going to be? Who's going to emerge? You'd love for Noah Brown to continue his success from last year. Two injuries between here and there, the kidney laceration and then the OTA injury. So there's question marks there. Will it be Luke McCaffrey? Step forward for him. Will it be one of these rookies? There's always a fresh crop of rookies coming in every year. Will it be Michael Gallup? Will it be Jalen Lane, right? You've got a lot of options here. KJ Osborne, who you had on the show the other day. I don't know who that guy will be, but they got a lot of options. It sure feels like somebody will emerge from that pile and be good enough to be the number three.
I loved what I saw. I came away from training camp super excited for this season, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and the offense with Jaden Daniels I think is going to be electric every year. But, championship caliber wide receiver room, what we watched was a bunch of guys that couldn't create enough separation. Against, maybe it's because it was a stronger defense, maybe because it's training camp, they know what's coming, but like, yes, Terry McLaurin will hopefully be on this team, but when he's in the building and not on the practice field, you notice because Debo doesn't run all the routes, it feels like he's kind of an inside
Agreed.
Guy.
Yep.
And then Noah Brown,
Like, I really like him, but I don't know that he can create separation against Amos or Lattimore. And then it's Luke McCaffrey, and I didn't think he popped as much as Jalen Lane, right? And then I saw Chris Moore was making a lot of plays. I was a little frustrated by the fact that the wide receivers were not getting open enough.
You know what solves that problem, though? Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
Right? Everything changes.
Everybody pushes back one spot.
Everything changes when 17 comes. And that's why this whole, like, who has the leverage situation is comical. It is a night and day difference. You wouldn't even ask me that question if Terry weren't on this team. Is this a championship-level wide receiver? No, it's not, obviously. It's one good guy who doesn't run the whole route tree, and it's a bunch of guys auditioning. Terry is the difference maker here. Terry being on this roster makes it a championship caliber group. Terry being on this roster elevates everybody else and puts everybody else in the right position. There's no argument to be made that the team has leverage here, other than if Terry wants to play football, he has to do it on his contract. That's the only leverage. There's no, we'll be fine without him. It's so obvious to everything you just said. They're not fine without him.
Yeah, they need him on the field for sure when we get to September, the regular season. And the other part about my question to Dan Quinn, championship caliber wide receiver room, that I think is very interesting. He jumped to the tight ends and mentioned Zach Ertz in that answer because that is what makes that group championship caliber, because you have a tight end that can run some wide receiver routes, that can get open like a receiver on the outside or on the inside. Championship caliber wide receiver room if you get Zach Ertz from last season.
Is there a chance he was maybe one of the most impactful players last year, full roster, full stop?
Yes, I think so.
I think especially
the second half of the season.
Especially in those Philly games down the stretch, in those crucial moments, he really rose to the occasion. I agree. The question is, can he do it again, right? And you know, he feeds off of those doubters, and I hope he can do it again. I don't see anybody else in the tight end room ready to replace that role. That's not one, though. That's not a contract theory. It's just an age thing. It's Zach Ertz against time, right? Can he win one more time? But man, I can't think of another player who had as many, you know, out in the non-Jaden category, as many impactful plays as Zach Ertz did to extend drives, to extend games, to push them towards that playoff spot, to push them into the NFC title game. He was absolutely huge for these guys.
For this offense to continue to develop, a big part will be the offensive line taking a step forward. I thought Adam Peters did his job. Laremy Tunsil comes in. LT, the new LT. Brandon Coleman slides over. Josh Connerly comes in as an exciting rookie. They've left the door open for Sam Cosmi to return, maybe for week one. Tyler Biadasz, I think, will take a big step forward. He was awesome as this team's starting center last year, and you certainly noticed his absence when he missed a game.
Yep.
What did you think of what you saw from the offensive line at training camp? We were there for the first day of pads.
Yeah, and I was intrigued by Dan Quinn's comment, which we heard a little while ago during my show. Laremy Tunsil has been a quick study, right? That was why you always miss an optional practices. He's not spending time with the team, not spending time with Jay and whatever it might be. I think he just views himself as a mercenary kind of guy, right? Pay me money, I'll come block guys. The exchange is being made here. We're seeing a guy who is nimble enough, strong enough, and sharp enough. He's going to be able to block the guys when they start playing. Is he going to lead the team cheers? Is he going to lead the players-only meeting? Does not appear that that is his style, but his style is, let's maul some defenders and go have ourselves a game. That's why teams keep acquiring him. That's why he keeps finding, you know, landing on his feet. He seems to be willing to do that for these guys right now.
I came away very impressed with Brandon Coleman.
Okay, at left guard, yeah, absolutely, because he's really revived. You know, that he was so good last year. I don't want to discredit what he did last year. Rookie in the NFL playing left tackle on a championship caliber team. He's going to be even better at a comfortable position with two great veterans around him.
Now, there have been some reports that it's been a slower training camp for rookie right tackle Josh Connerly. Would you think about sliding Brandon Coleman to that spot and letting him compete there? Or do you want this offense to be in place with your rookie at right tackle, Coleman is your guard? And that way, the left side of the line is almost elite.
Yeah, I think you keep Coleman where he's at. But also keep in mind, you've got Andrew Wiley, who's the next man up material here, right? Nobody's going to do cartwheels. Ooh, we've got Andrew Wiley, but he's a solid NFL player.
You still have Trent Scott, who caught Jaden Daniels' first ever touchdown pass.
Yes, you do, absolutely. Andrew Wiley has a ring. He blocked for Patrick Mahomes. Like, if it's good enough for Mahomes, it's good enough for me. It wasn't good enough for Mahomes. That's why he's here. But the point being, he's got that high caliber of experience. I think he can hold the fort down. We have the Cosme question as well. He's probably not going to be there in those first couple weeks. So the right side is a bit of a question mark. But I think when you get Cosme back, that elevates everybody else as well.
You know what I think is a question mark on the offensive line? And it's one that is probably a question mark for most of the teams today. Backup center. They had the guy retire. Michael Dieter's still in the lineup, but we know he struggled last year at backup center. They're letting Nick Allegretti get some reps at backup center. When Tyler Biotis went down last year, the running game took a hit. And so that ends up being kind of a very important position for the entirety of this season. 17 games, you're going to need to rely on somebody to be a backup snapper.
Yeah, and the importance of that just in terms of calling out blitzes and helping your quarterback as well, that's the processing board there on the offensive line, that center position. Biotis was so good at calling those things off. And Jane's a smart dude, but having a second person there to help you see everything, to say, oh, I've been in the league forever. Oh, I've been in the NFC East forever. I know what that is. I know what they're doing. I know what that guy's all about. Like, that is an invaluable resource on game day. So certainly having Tyler Biotis in that role, I think, you know, he's maybe the most essential of the essential personnel here, again, in the non-Jaden division. If he's not playing, you saw last year, as you mentioned, the offense took a dip. Everything took a dip. You need to get a great center in who can call it off, and we'll see. You know, I will see what Dieter can do, and I'm not ruling out that he could step into those shoes. I'm just saying, Biotis is really good at it.
As we were, cruising the sidelines, roaming Ashburn Park there for Commanders training camp, was there a drill that stood out to you, a position group that you were focusing in on most off? Like, what stood out to you in terms of what they were doing on the field?
Yeah, I went over to watch the linebackers and the DNs for a little while just to see, like, I'm still not sold that they're not going to mix in some 3-4 when they come out this season. I think they're still a little fluid on how they want to line guys up, how they want to use that. I think the addition of Von Miller will only increase that speculation because he's so versatile. He can play with his hand in the dirt. He can play standing up. I think you've got a lot of guys who can be versatile and play at some of those flex spots. So watching them go through their drills, Von Miller just popped watching drills. I know I said that on my show the other day, just a pro's pro. Like, how many times has he done those drills, you know, banged the thing and hit the tackle? Every time he did it, like, he was trying to impress everybody. So fun to watch.
Yeah, I feel like when he's working against the offensive line, he's trying to make them better. He had a nasty spin move one time where it was like, hey, understand, I'm going to bring this all season long, and I'm not the only one in the league that's got a spin move. You got to be able to react against that. I enjoyed watching the guys catching punts, and to me, Jalen Lane was the best by far.
He's your returner. It's hard for me to believe anybody else will be. Maybe Luke McCaffrey, right?
Kaz Allen pops, but I just don't know he's going to make this roster.
And you can't make Kaz Allen active on game day. You're not getting enough there. Jalen Lane, you can also use him in receiving routes and patterns there as well. It would be a stunning upset or an injury if Jalen Lane is not your punt and kick returner week one. And I agree with you from watching the drills. He's ready for it.
That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Live and local here in Richmond, Virginia. This is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. And always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. You could check out the podcast. AWOD Radio or Best of AWOD Radio is available for you on your ride home. iTunes, Spotify, or that free Odyssey app. Going out to Ashburn, Virginia for the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Joining us right now, longtime Washington Commanders insider, DC sports reporter from Last Man Standing, the Substack. Subscribe today, lastmanstandig.substack.com. It's Ben Standing. What's going on, Ben?
AWOD, Ben, good to see you the other day. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So we'll start with this question because it feels like this has been the theme of practice so far, is that the reporters decide the offense won or the defense won. How would you answer that question today?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always, we're always a bit simplistic with some of that. The offense is working on certain trades. It's not like they're running a real game plan or trying to carve up the defense. They have an agenda. You know, a couple days ago, it was throwing deep shots to receivers down the sidelines that were landing incomplete one after the another, but the point was to try to work through it and so on. I think today was a little more balanced. The run game, again, there's no tackling, but the run game was efficient. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, the seventh-round rookie who's gotten a lot of attention in camp, he had some really nice bursts for sure. And then, you know, Jaden Daniels did his thing through a nice deep shot to Deebo Samuel in the end zone. He found rookie Jalen Lane over the middle a couple of times, one for a touchdown. But the defense also, like I said, got theirs as well. So today was a little more balanced. Maybe the offense had, you know, heard from all the media talking about how they've been getting the short end of the stick and lately and wanted to put up a better showing today.
Ben, how have you been impressed with Deebo Samuel? I've just loved from what I got to see from him at training camp Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. He's going to be special. I feel like this is the wide receiver that Washington really could have used last season.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, it's going to be – he's one of the very interesting vets they brought in. They brought in a few guys who have been very talented in their careers, but maybe have hit a point where it's kind of like, huh, I wonder what they've kind of got left. And he is certainly one of those players. Last year was not a great one for him with the 49ers, but going into the last year of his contract, whatever the reason, he looks to me like a motivated guy. And, you know, without Terry McLaurin, Debo's obviously the most – accomplished receiver out there, and though they're different types of receivers, he and Jaden Daniels have looked like they've had a very good connection already. At pretty much every day, going back several days now, they have connected on at least one, if not two, plays in practice that would have been, you know, considerable big chunk gain down the field, whether it's a crosser, a deep shot towards the end zone, or just, you know, sort of getting the ball underneath. So yeah, that has looked really good. I know there was some kerfuffle back in minicamp because there was a video that went viral of Deebo sort of, you know, half running down on a play because people didn't understand that they weren't being asked to run full speed at this moment in time, or questioning whether he was in shape, and he looks fine to me. So yeah, he's anybody who was doubting what he has, he's put that to rest. This isn't the same as the season, but so far, so good for sure.
Who popped today on the defensive side of the ball?
Who popped today on the defense? I just think the last couple of days, the linemen have looked pretty good for the most part against the front, against the Washington offensive line. Laremy Tunsil was out there today for the line, but, you know, in general, they haven't necessarily been at full strength. Obviously, no Sam Cosmi. So I'm trying to think of anybody in particular stood out. I mean, Mikey Sanders still has had, I think he's probably been the best player in camp all summer. You know, he's just been very aggressive back there in the secondary. So I think he's another guy that's continued to stand out for sure. The defense, I think we're all going to have questions until we don't. Some of those questions are just simply based on pure talent. Do they have guys who can make the plays when needed? But it does look like they've, you know, really upped their depth across the board, especially at all three levels, with Jordan McGee back at linebacker after kind of an injury-plagued rookie year. They had, more depth at cornerback. Marshon Lattimore was looking healthy, although he didn't practice today. So, yeah, I just think the depth overall, and that's maybe why I'm like, sort of struggling to think of like one or two guys that splash. It was really just a collective effort that, you know, has gotten them some wins in practice so far.
Ben Standig with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Check out all of his work online, lastmanstandig.substack.com. Longtime Commanders insider, DC sports reporter Ben Standig. I love his work. And so let me ask you about this, because we were just talking about the defensive line. What are your expectations for Jacob Martin this season?
Oh, Jacob Martin. Well, I mean, you know, when everybody was hoping or wondering if they were going to add a big pass rusher in free agency, or if they were going to draft one high, you know, they didn't do a ton of that. I guess you could say Von Miller was a bit of a splash, but they added guys like Jacob Martin, who, if you don't know who Jacob Martin is, that's okay. It's not a negative if you don't, because he's not had exactly a distinguished career. He's been around for a bit. He's been solid. He's the kind of guy that gets two or three sacks a year. And again, they've been piecing together a group that at a minimum they wanted to have guys who fit their system, who would give them depth. if needed. And he's one of those guys, you know, between Von Miller and Dietrich Wise getting added along with Dorrance Armstrong, the last year starter, one of the end spots, you know, that's probably the top three guys. But then you have Cleveland Farrell, who was here last year. You got a Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who may miss some time with a undisclosed injury. We'll see. And then you have a Jacob Martin, who's another guy where, again, he doesn't have to come in here and get eight sacks. He doesn't have to come in and play 50% of the snaps. Just when this time comes, be ready. And I think he's looked pretty decent in camp in terms of, you know, getting after the tackle, making some moves to get, you know, penetration. So far he's looked pretty good. And again, it's going to be just in a specific role that they need from him at times. But I think that the back of the defensive line rotation is going to be interesting in terms of who makes the roster, who doesn't. They have more viable NFL players there than likely spots. I think right now he would be safe for me, but it's going to be close between him and a couple other guys.
Ben Standig with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. It was good to catch up with you at training camp, and I was trying to watch the secondary, and like Lattimore stood out, Amos stood out, Quan Martin stood out. I didn't see enough from Will Harris. Now, maybe I just couldn't find him on the field, but can you give us your reporting of the new safety that's replacing a guy in Jeremy Chinn that I would have liked to kept around for another year?
I'm with you in a general sense. Like, I thought, you know, Chinn was a guy that had, you know, he was the runner-up to Chase Young for Rookie of the Year in 2020. Then it just kind of, things kind of went sideways for him at Carolina, ended up joining Washington last year where, you know, felt like he found his game again. He's a real hard hitter, and I think that was needed last year when this team really only had two linebackers it felt it could use in Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu. They were using nickel a lot, in part because they just didn't have enough other guys at linebacker to use, and Chinn was sort of like a de facto linebacker. It's actually, I think, in some ways a better fit this year though with Harris, who is much better in coverage, because with, I mentioned Jordan McGee before, with him in there now as a he's somebody that's going to be able to, when other teams are using 12 and 13 personnel, he'll be a better fit there than a safety when it comes to a bigger body going up against tight ends who are trying to block. He's a bigger body is going to be a harder time for running backs to block him when he comes rushing in. And again, with Harris, he's better in coverage. So if they're only going with, say, four DBs in a 4-3 set, having Harris out there, a guy that can switch out to cover a receiver one-on-one if he has to, that's actually better for where this team is at now. They're going to have their cornerbacks pressed. They're going to have, I think, a lot more pressure they're going to try to apply up front. So having a safety who is adept in coverage as Harris is will help a lot, because they're going to have a lot of guys probably in a one-on-one setup on the back end.
Ben, any other notes from camp that you could report that we haven't touched on?
Like I said, I mentioned Kroski Merritt. I'm sure you've talked about him a lot. I feel like we're all like overhyping him too much, and yet at the same time, every single day in practice, he makes plays. You're like, wow, okay, this is not an element that they had last year. I mean, his Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, he prefers to be called by Bill, which is a nickname his childhood friends gave him because he looked like a character in some PBS cartoon or something, or Nickelodeon cartoon. I almost think his nickname needs to be OC, as in one cut, because every single time he comes up, whether it's Dan Quinn or Jaden Daniels today, everybody mentioned his ability to plant his foot and make that one cut to turn up the field and get through the line of scrimmage and get into the secondary. You know, again, it's hard to judge the run game at this point because there is no tackling, and, you know, they did have pads on today, but it's not, you know, it's still not the same as a game. But he has looked impressive enough that it's no longer asking is he making the team. It's more now, wait, does he fit into this rotation? Is he going to knock somebody off the roster? Is it possible at some point this year he gets enough? He may even be a starter. This is where it starts to get a little overhyped. But at the same time, like he's not slowing down. It keeps happening every day. So he's been a really interesting one to watch. There's still the other part, right? How is he at pass blocking? Is he picking up the playbook quickly enough? Will that happen week over week? Those are questions to be asked, and the coaches will certainly ask them. But right now, he's been one of the stars of camp for sure.
Ben, thanks so much for the time, man. Really great stuff today.
Hey, man. I always appreciate it, man. Hope to see you up at camp soon.
All right, that is Ben Standig. Follow him on social media at Ben Standig and check out his work on Substack, lastmanstandig.substack.com. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. Let's do a little Commander's Corner here, reacting to our conversation with insider Ben Standig. And Stubb, give me a ding for Ben, and let's keep track here of every reporter that hypes up Bill. Little Bill. That's the show he was... Did you ever watch Little Bill?
Yeah, I'm hip to Little Bill.
Loved Little Bill.
I thought it was crazy he didn't
I think
say
it was,
Little Bill.
Was Cosby in that show as like his dad? I think he might have been. But yeah, I watched Little Bill. And so that's Jacory Kroski Merritt, a.k.a. Bill's nickname. I'm cool with calling him Jacory Kroski Merritt. I kind of like the way that sounds. But Bill is getting hyped up by every reporter. So Ben Standig, that's number one for today. We'll bring Logan Paulson on. We'll see if he mentions him. Tomorrow we'll grab like Linnell Willingham, a few other guys, JP Finley, that have been out there at training camp every single day. But the hype is real. At what point is the hype justified? At what point can we all just come together and say like, hey, we don't need to be hyping him up anymore. He's legit going to be part of this team this season, I guess, when he has a good preseason game. But that might be too late. Because at that point, like, the cat's out of the bag. We've already, you know, other teams have film on him. This is a guy that played one game last season. And so there was all this unknown, especially when you drafted him in the seventh round. I thought the most important thing I heard about Jacory Kroski Merritt this week might have been David Harrison saying that he believes if he had played a full season and then played in the Senior Bowl, he could have been a third-round draft pick. And Washington doesn't draft a running back in the third round this year. There's just too many other spots they needed to fill. And look, I did say, what did I say was Adam Peters' secret sauce? It's the ability to find a guy late in the draft. the ability to find an undrafted free agent that can make the team. Two Jacorys, Jacory Brooks, Jacory Kroski-Merritt, both have been getting significant hype at training camp, but Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, has been getting the most hype, and everybody's talking about him.
Yeah. We don't think he's that great, but we are talking about a guy who assisted in picking Mr. Irrelevant, quarterbacking a team to the Super Bowl.
Adam Peters and Brock Purdy. Look, I didn't believe the hype. I even got into an argument with a caller a couple Saturdays ago that was hype, saying he's going to be our starting running back by the end of the season, and I was like, this team's not going to be successful if that happens, because for this team to win 10-plus games, get back to the postseason, I thought they need Brian Robinson Jr. to be a 1,000-yard back. And I still believe they need Brian Robinson Jr. to eat up 4 or 5 yards on first down throughout this season. But maybe there's a point in this season when Jacory Kroski-Merritt becomes the change of pace back and Austin Eckler becomes just the passing down back. And Jeremy McNichols might be the odd man out in that situation, right? You'd rather have more good running backs than not. I mean, simple as that. And Chris Rodriguez is going to have a hard time making this team if Jacory Kroski-Merritt keeps being a guy that everybody's talking about, including quarterback one, Jaden Daniels. Let's take a listen.
Jacory Kroski-Merritt, or Bill. Do you call him Bill?
I do call him Bill.
Everybody calls him Bill?
That's Bill.
That's
Bill.
What do you think of him, just in what he's done on the field in the first week, and have you gotten to know him much off the field?
Yeah, I mean, just his, he's really good with his one cut and getting north and south and his vision. He's coming along, so I'm excited to see what he does coming forward versus, you know, in different joint practices versus in preseason games, stuff like that. So I'm excited for him.
So there we hear why Ben said instead of calling him Bill, we should be calling him OC. Jaden talked about it. One cut and go. And I've always felt like in the NFL, the running backs that struggle are the ones that struggle to pick a lane, right? That tiptoe, tap dance around in the backfield. Just put your foot in the dirt and cut up field and get 3 or 4 yards every play. And then maybe you bounce off a tackle when it becomes 10 or 15. I am super excited to see what Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, a.k.a. Mr. One Cut, as Jaden just called him there, play against the New England Patriots. I believe that's coming up like August 7th for the joint practices. That's going to be when we really see how much of an impact he can bring to this team in the regular season. Ben then also talked about the secondary being improved. We've talked at length about the secondary being improved. When you're there at training camp, you really do get to see it. Trey Amos is making plays. Ben said, what do you say is the best guy at camp? Mikey Sainristil, your second-year corner out of Michigan, who's one of the smallest guys on the team. But he plays so much bigger than his size. I saw him Sunday. He had the interception pick six that went viral. Monday, he had a diving pass breakup. Tuesday, he had another tipped pass. Every single day, Mikey Sainristil's making plays. He's been one of the best guys at training camp. He was in my top 10. He has to be. He's making plays. And then Ben talked about how Will Harris might be a better fit against passing teams, and that's something that we mentioned but didn't really fully dive into because of how good Jeremy Chinn was in the box. But if they have Frankie Louvu in the box and another safety is stepping up because they're playing three safeties, then Will Harris can be your last man back, kind of that safety. Literally, the safety helping this team not get beat over the top. I think that's where he is maybe stronger than Jeremy Chinn is. On a 50-yard pass, he can make up the ground because he's faster than Jeremy Chinn. He should be able to high point a ball better than Jeremy Chinn. And then the edge rushers for this team and how they're improved because there's more depth this season. Cleveland Farrell was your starting edge rusher last season. I see him third or fourth on the depth chart now because Dorrance Armstrong was better than last year. You bring in Jacob Martin for that position. You bring in Dietrich Wise for that position. And you bring in Von Miller. And so it's like Dorrance Armstrong 1, Jacob Martin's 2. Von Miller's 1, Dietrich Wise's 2. Cleveland Farrell goes from 1 to 3. That just shows you the improvement on the defensive line. What was the one signing that was questioned by this fan base and by several NFL insiders? Javon Kinlaw. Every report on Javon Kinlaw has been how massive of a human being he is. And you really see why Washington brought him in. Because when Javon Kinlaw is in the lineup, it's hard to run past him.
That's what we needed so bad.
And Von Miller's going to be the hired killer. Third and eight, Von Miller's going to be attacking the quarterback with reckless abandon. I cannot wait for it. And so the roster is just so much improved. Like, think about the roster that Ron Rivera had, right? And Adam Peters came in, and you could point to a few quick things right away. We finally had a middle linebacker. Instead of David Mayo and Cody can't tackle Barton, it was Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu, right? That was the initial.
So much better.
Right? And then instead of a bunch of guys that were unproven at tight end, right? I mean, we all wanted Cole Turner to make the roster and be an impactful player. You bring in Zach Ertz, who literally became an impactful tight end, and Austin Eckler, and Frankie Louvu, right? And Jeremy Chinn last year. So, like, you think about what Adam Peters and Dan Quinn did to improve the roster last year. Well, the guys that came in to be impactful players and improve the roster last year, 9 out of 10 of them are still around, are back again, and you've made additional improvements to the roster. So it's almost like Ron Rivera had a 4-13 team for a reason, because the overall strength of the team was like a 70 overall. Well, then last year, they made him an 80. This year, they've made him an 85. You're seeing a roster that's been improved at almost every single position in 2 years of Adam Peters, and that's awesome. I mean, I can't wait for what's next. This is a championship-caliber roster. The only thing that was holding them back in my mind was an edge rusher that can strike fear into the opponent, and now you've got Von Miller there. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.